KINY Juneau. Now from the Alaska Airlines Studio, local first news for Juneau and all of Southeast Alaska.
From the capital city, I'm Jazz Garrett. Here are the stories we're following this hour. The Sitka police responded to emails threatening Sitka schools, and a skin-on-frame kayak is being worked on this summer at the Alaska State Museum. Yesterday, at approximately 12 p.m., the municipal administrator in Sitka received an email from an individual stating they were planning to go to schools within Sitka and harm people. The Sitka Police Department was notified, and investigation revealed that the email was a false threat based on the names, locations, and information within the email, as well as other investigative sources. Schools within Sitka were notified and updated of the situation as it progressed. There is no credible threat to schools within Sitka at this time. Lou Logan, a Juneau-based kayak maker, is constructing an open-sea kayak at the Alaska State Museum this summer. Logan is creating his first skin-on-frame kayak in the tradition of his Inupiaq ancestors from Wales, Alaska. Logan's grandmother was from Wales, one of the oldest communities in the Bering Strait region.
My grandmother wouldn't tell us much. I would ask her stuff and she would change a subject or ask, "What do you want to know that for?" Because she was of the generation where Native culture wasn't really encouraged. And so language was lost. She knew the language. I didn't know she even could speak it until she was very old. So none of that was passed down. Kind of learning on my own. The kayak has let me reconnect, and I'm learning from the kayak itself.
There are fewer resources for Inupiaq kayaks compared to some other types. The techniques learned over generations were passed down in oral tradition. This knowledge was almost entirely lost due to cultural loss and assimilation. A kayak frame from King Island is on display in the gallery at the Alaska State Museum where Logan is working. He's studying this frame while constructing his own kayak. He's interested in learning more about the Inupiaq names for different parts of the kayak and how the boats were used for subsistence in Wales. He does not have a set schedule, but you can see the progression of his kayak throughout the summer in the afternoons at the museum.
People can feel free to ask any questions, and right now I've got this giant heap of wood shavings that's just gonna keep getting bigger. There's not a lot to see right now. I'm working on some of the main long pieces called the gunwales and a couple of deck beams, but eventually I'll be able to assemble those parts, and I guess the longer you wait, the more they'll be done. Feel free to come by and take a look and chat if you want.
In the fall, he will give a talk about his process and research. And the Juneau School District Artful Teaching Program will be having an event on Saturday where a majority of the school board members may be in attendance beginning at noon. The event will take place at the DeZonte Kahini Middle School Library. Coming up, the City and Borough of Juneau is accepting proposals for how to use the returned school buildings in Juneau. That story next when Local First News continues with Grace Dumas.
The City and Borough of Juneau is considering future uses for the Marie Drake and Floyd Dryden Middle School buildings and seeks proposals from community organizations interested in making use of that space. As a result of the Juneau School District School Consolidation Plan, the Marie Drake and Floyd Dryden buildings will be returned to CBJ on July 1st. City Manager Katie Kester says that organizations interested are invited to submit proposals via an online web form available at juneau.org/MDFD uses. Proposals are due by Monday, May 20th, 2024. Organizations do not need to have a detailed plan, just an idea. Kester details the criteria the Assembly will view the proposals through.
Things like how would that use align with Assembly goals, have other benefits to the community, how would that have a budget impact on Juneau? So ideally we could lease space to organizations that would cover operational costs. These facilities wouldn't have an impact on CBJ taxpayers. Other uses of the building are important, right? If childcare is going to be proposed, it has to be a proposal for like a different wing of a facility would need to be compatible with that. Every use has different parking requirements, and Floyd Dryden, for example, has a ton of parking. Marie Drake, not so much.
She also gives a comment on the city's previous consideration to use one of these buildings as City Hall.
I don't think the Assembly has made any final decisions. It's a little bit chicken and an egg, right? It's hard to know what the best and highest use of a facility is without getting information from the community on what people or organizations are willing to do. The Assembly has authorized me to keep negotiating with the owners of the Burns Building for leasing space there, but that is a negotiation that's going to take a while. So we're still keeping all the options open.
Proposals will be reviewed by the Assembly Public Works and Facilities Committee at their June 3rd meeting before proceeding to the Committee of the Whole with opportunities for public input and feedback. The number of U.S. births fell last year. It was the lowest count in more than 40 years. AP correspondent Donna Warder reports on the declining birth rate in the U.S.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says a little under 3.6 million babies were born in the U.S. in 2023. That according to a provisional count of 99.9% of birth certificates filed last year. That's about 76,000 fewer babies than the year before, and the lowest one-year tally since 1979. Births in the U.S. had been dropping for more than a decade, but when COVID-19 hit, births went up for two straight years. Now they're back down. Birth rates have long been dropping for teens and young women, but were rising for women in their 30s and 40s, a reflection of women pursuing education and careers before starting a family. But last year, birth rates fell for all women under 40 and were flat for women in their 40s. The report also indicates that the June 2022 U.S. Supreme Court decision that allowed states to ban or restrict abortion has not led to a national increase in births. I'm Donna Warder.
The Coast Guard retired the Air Station Kodiak MH-65 Dolphin helicopter fleet during a ceremony on Tuesday. Captain Timothy Williams, commanding officer of Air Station Kodiak, presided over the ceremony honoring the 36 years of service the MH-65 Dolphin airframe and its crews provided to the Arctic region. Air Station Kodiak will be the fourth Coast Guard air station to transition to a single rotary fleet of MH-60 Jayhawk helicopters. Air stations Boren Quinn, Traverse City, and New Orleans all recently completed similar transitions. Commissioned in January of 1988, the Alaska Patrol Mission, executed solely by MH-65 Dolphin air crews, provided Coast Guard cutters with a reliable airborne asset during Alaska patrols. Augustus G. Brown Swimming Pool will be closed through Sunday, April 28th, extended from April 26th, while work is completed to refurbish the women's locker room floors and improve drainage. For those who have registered for spring swim lessons, classes will not meet on Saturday, April 27th. Instead, an additional lesson will be added to the end of the session. Juno Pools will reach out to all registered participants with more details. During the closure, Diamond Park Aquatic Center remains open to the community. AGB will reopen for regular hours on Monday, April 29th. Taking some of the pain out of air travel, ABC's Jim Ryan says the Department of Transportation is announcing new rules meant to compensate passengers whose trips are disrupted by delays or lost luggage.
The DOT is setting an industry-wide standard for what constitutes a significant flight delay at 3 hours for domestic flight, 6 hours for international travel. Before now, the airlines themselves created the guideline. Under the new rules, passengers whose flights are delayed will be due an automatic haggle-free cash refund. The same holds for lost or delayed baggage. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
Now you're up to date with Local First News. I'm Grace Dumas.